All right, so let's continue over here. Yud Amud Aleph. All right, so it's related to this sugya is going to be is dependent on the parts ka'omet sugya. So let's start here. Go ahead, who wants to read? Tani Levi, right? Got it? Go ahead. Starting late, so let's move a little faster. Mitnick. Okay. So we have a mavoi that's rochav esrim ama. So what's the matter if it's rochav esrim ama? Okay. So what? Yes. What? You could. But what's the problem if it's rochav esrim ama? You can't do what? Can't put a kara or a lechi on because the limit is. I'm just giving you a little pop quiz. 10. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So the problem is the opening of the mavoi is too big for a kara or a lechi. Yeah, you saw the who was it? The Rashba, the Ritva, right? He mentioned your point, Johnny. Right?
I didn't see it,
but you channeled it. Okay, good. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, no, it's karnabem to iso v'dayo. What are you trying to accomplish by doing that? Trying to make it into two psachim of 10 each. Right? So v'dayo doesn't really mean v'dayo either, right? I mean, you have to do what? You still have to do a korah or a lechi on each side. Okay, go ahead. No, it can't be both. I mean, it has to be bigger. Could it be like, if it's big enough, could it also be its own lechi? It can't be the same thing at once. It doesn't seem. It can't be the kosel of the mavoi and the lechi. It's a good question. Could it be both? Because they quote in the Yerushalmi, they said it could be, how big is this? The emtsa iso v'dayo. I think there's a Yerushalmi that says you could use like a certain shear and a mashahu, and the extra could be a lechi. But the thing itself can't be a lechi. The thing itself that makes the two psachim can't be a lechi. Lechi has to be in addition to the structure. Go ahead. But it's a good question. If it's bigger than you need, the Yerushalmi's mashma that you could use the extra. It'd be like a protrusion. Right, so you mean if it's bigger than a kol shu, you can use the excess. Could be. It's a good point. Go ahead. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Levi said that it's not, we don't hold like this. Why? What's the problem? Rashi? Yeah, interesting expression, right? This becomes a very important issue in Mechitzos. That, what's that? Yeah, it's interesting Lashon, right? It's Mevatel Le'Lekana. What does that mean, it's Mevatel Le'Lekana? Lekana doesn't exist? What does it mean, Mevatel Le'Lekana? Yeah, so what is the Kana trying to do? Let's get this straight. What's the Kana trying to do? Now, halachically, what's it trying to do? Trying to make two psachim. It's trying to make itself into two psachim. Right? It's trying to make the opening of 20 into two different psachim. Right? Saying that this mavoi doesn't have one opening of 20 amos, but it has two openings of 10, and each one now is roi for a koror or a lechi. Right? But how would it do that? What does it have to be in order to do that? It has to be a mechitza. Correct. It has to have its own shame mechitza. Ben Simhon, what's the problem? Oh, the bottom and Yudam and Alf. Right. The Asiya Vira Dahaigisa Udahaigisa Mvatli Lakona. So, because what does a Pesach belong to? A wall. A wall. It's very simple, right? Once you get some principles down, it becomes simple. A Pesach belongs to a wall. So you're going to have to say that the substance of Mechitza That's breaking it into two psachim. But the problem is what? Who's to say that it's a machitza that's separating two psachim? What do we say instead? We say it's all one Pesach with some anomaly. In other words, how do you define it? Right? Now the question is, do you look at it as an opening of 20 with some random obstruction? I mean, you ever something? Sometimes things are in the way of a doorway. Doesn't remove the shame doorway from that spot. So it's a Pesach with a random corner, right? Or do you say that it's a machitza that's affecting the areas to the left and to the right? So the Gemara is saying, if it's overwhelming, if on each side is a shame of opening of Pesach, right, then it's going to be mavatol, the shame machitza from the kana. And it's going to all be one opening. It's going to be an opening with something in the middle of it, but it's not going to be a machitza with two openings. I mean, we're not defining it right now, but that's what the Gemara is saying is occurring. Right, it's going to be mevatel the shame mechitza from that thing, and now from wall to wall, it'll all have shame Pesach. What's the stick in the middle? That's exactly what it is. The stick in the middle of the Pesach. Yeah, it doesn't have its own. Now, what does it mean? It's mevatel the koneh. It means the koneh is not considered its own independent entity. It's considered simply besoch haPesach. Right, the bittel doesn't mean the kana doesn't exist, but the bittel means it only exists as a part. It only exists within the context of the two airspaces on each side of it. It's considered a part. It's considered the part of the greater Pesach. What is it in the greater Pesach? It's just an obstruction in the greater Pesach, but it's bottled to the greater Pesach. It's a part of the Pesach. It can't generate two Pesachim if it's bottled to the Pesachim itself. Okay. Saying so the substance, of course, is there. We're not saying that the substance is not there, but only substance that's independent, that has its own independent shame, will create mechitzos to the sides of it. Okay, go ahead. This does not have it, because you're saying if you're going to judge the space, so you have to judge it by the totality, and the totality is that it's open 10 amos on each side. That's full entities of Pesach, and there's no full entity of Mechitza to destroy it. The entities of Pesach are going to be mevatel. It's not enough to be. It's not enough to emerge as its own independent chefza. Okay, that's the whole question here. When is it enough? Go ahead. But anyway, this is what Johnny was saying when it says. Elahechi Ovid, so I don't remember, the Rashi Riva says it doesn't really mean Elahechi Ovid, you could do it with the Tzuras of Pesach. It means if you didn't want to use the Tzuras of Pesach, how could you do it? Right? So how would you do it? You make Ose Pas Gavo Asara, take a pas that's 10 Tfachim high, B'meshech Arba Amos, and it's 4 Amos long. And what do you do with it? Minik, what do you do with it?
In the middle, you put it parallel to the length of the marble.
Right, so you have your marble here, right? It's 20 amos across. You take your pass, that's 4 amos this way, and now you'll have 10 and 10. Right? And then you're going to need a lechi or a korah on each side. Now, what does this do? Why don't you say, what does Rashi say? Ma'amido lo orko shel mavoi. Pass. Yeah, so this we have to, this is our old friend again, the Dalet Amos, right? The sheer Dalet Amos is a sheer of mavoi, right? So what have you done over here? How do we avoid the problem of osi avir d'hai gisa and osi avir d'hai? Exactly, you're not making two psachim to one mavoi. Right, the first solution was trying to make two psachim of one mavoi. Right, so you say you can't make two psachim out of one mavoi because the coin in the middle will be bottled by the shame pesach on each side. But if you have the shear of mechitza itself, the shear of pesach. Of mavoi itself over here, so you're really making this into two mavois, right? That's what I told you last time, that the Rishonim say each side has to really have two chatzeros on it. It's got to really be roy for two mavois, right? So you don't say there's no the other case is a problem because it's one shame pesach, right? But over here, you're putting in a new wall to the mavois. This is its own pesach, and this is its own pesach. There's nothing to be involved with. In other words, the only time that the kana is going to be bottle is when it's in line, when it's trying to function in line with the psachim on each side of it. That was the original case, right? The original case is you have one big mavoi, and you're simply trying to make this expanse into two psachim. So you have one shame pesach, you're starting out with one shame pesach going across, and you're trying to dissect it, right? Or bifurcate it, right? So we say that that since, but it's working, it's trying to affect the makom on each side of it. We say, since the makom on each side of it is the pesach, it's going to be mavatlet, right? But over here, this mechitza is really, in terms of the space, this mechitza is really creating a new chefza of mavoi, right? It's not trying to make two psachim on the top. It's going perpendicular. So you don't say one mavoi is mavatlet, another mavoi. Let's put it this way. I'm trying to clarify this point. In other words, what's the problem in our first case? The problem in our first case is the shame mechitza. Will the shame mechitza be chal on this piece? Right? So he's saying the analysis is over here. That top segment. Across the... From corner to corner. Right? So we'll say... this area is 20 amos of Pesach, so the shame mechitza won't emerge over here, okay? But over here, I have the shame mechitza because it's affecting a shear mavoi within it. You understand? It's independent. It's working because it's effectuating shear mavoi within it. It's not coming here to be mafsik in the shame Pesach. It has its own intrinsic function of a shir mavoi. So, since it has its own intrinsic function of a shir mavoi, I think the Rashba, you see the Rashba? Did I tell you the Rashba?
What is that?
The Rashba says a kosel of a mavoi, a mechitza's mavoi is never batal. Right? You don't say you can be mavatal the kosel of a mavoi. What?
Is that mechitza, that full mechitza?
Yeah, this is a full mechitza. But it's only a full mechitza because it has its own sheer mavoi within it, right? So, because four amos now that I have a four amos length, so this is considered like one separate mavoi, and this is considered like one separate mavoi, and this is the Rishonim say it's like a mavoi akum. It's like two. It's like a mavoi akum.
So what? The space in the back.
Whatever.
Is?
I'm not really. This is the pesach.
So it's like it goes.
It goes all the way down.
Okay.
Right.
It doesn't share the backspace.
It's a little easier than the case we had. Right. As a matter of fact, Tosus has a sheet that says you'd have to put a Tzuras HaPesach on one side because it's like a Mavoi Akum. Others say you don't have to do it because it's only going to the same Rishus HaRabim. You only have a Mavoi Akum when it goes from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim. But
the
same
Rishus HaRabim.
In the second answer in the top Tosus.
Okay.
The Riva, I think it's the Rivan. The Ritzbah. The Ritzbah. Huh?
Heshu was giving us a hard time about this.
Oh, Heshu was.
He thought it should be one.
It should be one. Because it goes to the same as Rav. But yeah. Why? Who said it should be Mavi Yaakov?
What?
Who said Mavi Yaakov?
Those questions.
Okay. Right, so the point of his solution is that you only have a problem of bitul mechitza when you're trying to simply break up the Pesach with the Shem mechitza. So the Shem Pesach needs sides, it'll be involved with the Shem mechitza. But if it's a pas dalid and it's actually functioning to create its own mavoi, then it's a mechitza from that function, and then the outcome will be that it's two mavois with two separate psachim. You can't say a bittel. There's no bittel anymore. There's only bittel when it's the same entity of Pesach trying to be mevatel a mafsik. But here, once you make two mavois, it's not the same area of Pesach. It's this mavoi and this mavoi. That's exactly right. No, the point is you have to find your kosle ha mavoi. Right, you have to say what are the walls of my mavoi. Now the space in between is Pesach. Yeah. Now can I break up the space in between with a kana? So Levi says you can't, right? Because you're gonna have, because now here's my mavoi from kosel to kosel. Here's my Pesach, right? So this kana is gonna be overpowered by the Pesach on each side.
And if your kana was 11 hours
wide, and a kana would be fine. It'd be 100% fine.
Why?
From what?
Stop.
No, but then it would be its own mechitza, and it would create two psachim. There's shame. You can't say that it's just an obstruction within a greater Pesach. Now it has its own chashivas. That's the next move of the Gemara. But over here by the Pas Arba, you're redefining what kosli hamavoy are. You understand? So then you have no issue of bittul. Which was 9? If it was 9, well, how wide is this? This is 20.
Yeah.
So you can go down to what? As long as you don't have a greater avir on each side, you're fine.
So it's not a total, just each side.
Each side. Well, we'll see. That's the whole next sugya. Okay?
Why couldn't you take the pattern?
Right, it's just like any mavoi. Nobody says, let's say I build a mavoi and I have 10 amos in the middle, and I've got 1,000 amos to the right of me and 1,000 amos to the left of me. Nobody will say, well, all that avir to the right of you is going to be mevatel the kosel hamavoi. Right? Once it has a shame, once it's a kosel hamavoi because it's functioning for an area over here, then there's no bittul by the kosel hamavoi. It has its own shame kosel hamavoi because of its actual function. Over here, it's not doing anything. You're just trying to have the Shem Mechitza in its own right. Then you say, Asi Avir Dhaigisa Dhaigisa. And also, because it's the same Avir, it's the Avir of the same Pesach that you're trying to vie. You're vying for emergence of shame within this one space. So you say, well, the shame overall is going to be Koveya, what the entire space is. Right? Good.
No.
Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda had a different Eitzah. What can you do? Let's figure this out. Let's see Rashi. Marchik, what do you say? Oh, first he's dealing with a different case. He's dealing with a case of 15 amos wide, right?
Yep.
So all you need to do is reduce it by 5. Okay? So you move 2 amos off of the kosel. 2 amos of empty space. Go ahead. Now you put up a pass of 3 amos to seal off the Pesach, meaning the big Pesach. So now you're blocking, you're sealing off of the big Pesach with a pas of 3 amos and the space of 2 amos. Nimtu. So now it turns out you got 5 amos, stumos. You just sealed off 5 amos of your Pesach. How? Go ahead. Oh, so it's interesting. So what do you say? You say what? You say the pirtz of 2 amos has ome meruba land. Because you have a space of 2, and now you have a pas of 3. So from the wall till the five amos, you have mostly omed. You have mostly omed. Go ahead. So if it was 20, you can either do this twice, or you can take a 6 amma pas, move 4 off the wall, and then you'll have up to 10. You'll have 6 of omed and 4 of parts. So then you'll have your wall. You'll have a stima. You'll have a stima. You'll have a mechitza of, in our case, in the 15. You have a mechitza of 5 made up of omed and ruba of parts, and then a pesach of 10. Pesach of 10. Something's funny about that, right? Something funny about that. What's funny is that from wall to wall, you still have omed and ruba parts, right? Parash Meruba Lomid. From wall to wall, you still have Parash Meruba Lomid. But what don't you have? In that one unit you don't have, and also what don't you have? Think back to the original Rashi. You don't have Avir Dehaigisa Dehaigisa. You don't have a rove on each side. You don't have something more than it on each side. These are things we have to sort through. But we have to think this through. So what happens now? So I have my 15 amos opening. So what do I start out with? I started out with a Pesach of 15 amos. And what do I have now? Pesach of 10 and a mechitza of 5. I have a mechitza of 5 and a Pesach of 10.
What happened to
what does the Rambam say? So the Rambam on that?
Yeah.
He says this stumos, right? Says those don't need a koro or a lechi. That's not considered the Pesach at all.
Yep.
That's not the Pesach HaMavoy. It's part of this mechitza. It's part of the mechitza of 5. Why? Because what makes a mechitza? Omen Rubala parts. So what allows this to exist is a certain ability to divide up the 15 amos and say, I'm going to look at part of it like mechitza, and I'm going to analyze it independently, and then call this my 5 amma mechitza of omen meruba, and then mikan is, and from here starts my pesach, right? But what allows you to pick that arbitrary view? What if I just took the whole wall and said, well, now it's parashim meruba omen, right?